The media and our friends in the Democrat Party kept saying we needed new legislation. We must have legislation to secure the border. But it turned out that all we really needed was a new president.
Well, he certainly leveraged deterrence as it relates to immigration. That is for sure. The border crossings have basically come down to a trickle. One of many things that the president trumpeted, pun intended, last night in his speech to the joint session of Congress. We're going to get a little bit of reaction. Bring in Brad Card with Chartwell Strategy here on Brian & Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Brian. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I mean, those kind of speeches, they, no matter the party, they bore me to tears. I thought that the behavior on the Democrat side, either not showing up or heckling, was, I don't think it gets them anywhere. The speech itself, I don't like when Trump is necessarily mean to people for no reason, but there's a lot to talk about. I don't want to project too much of my own sentiment in the speech, but I'm just curious what your takeaways were last night.
Well, this is not your parents' Republican Party, that's for sure. President Trump did what, you know, what he does. He's a showman, and he put his show on. This was a rally, an hour and 42 minutes, longest State of the Union in history. He's a populist, and that's what he's doing. He's talking to the workers, if you will, and it's not the same party. It's not the same Republican serving in Congress. So he's really talking a different story than we've had previously. And Democrats, they did themselves no favors.
Yeah.
American people are frustrated. Look at Donald Trump, won the popular vote. He won the electoral college overwhelmingly. What people are talking about, pushing back against the mandate, that's semantics. I'm not a big fan of them using the word mandate, because he won by 1.5% of the vote. To me, that's not a mandate. We have a one-seat majority right now in the House and a three-seat majority in the Senate. And you have to have 60 votes in the Senate to do anything. So I don't call that a mandate. But look, the president he's not being idle. He's doing what he said he was going to do, so we can't be too surprised. And there's some pain accompanied with this. And he's talking about the impact that this is going to have on farmers, and he told them that they're going to have a tough time and to stay with them. So I think that was an acknowledgement of the president, in my opinion, that there is going to be a little pain associated with this. And, you know, and he's not only doing it with some of our adversaries, he's doing it with our closest trading partners, with Canada and Mexico. So it's going to be interesting to see how this shake out. And, oh, by the way, we have to do a funding bill to keep the government open and funded. It has to be passed by the 14th, and then we're right into a reconciliation process. So there's an awful lot that Congress has to do.
Yeah, it's the breakneck pace. It's hard to keep up. We're talking with Brad Card from Chartwell Strategy. You know, I mean, again, you're a lifelong Republican. For me, we had Chris Murphy on yesterday. He's clearly trying to position himself, whether it's for a 2028 run or not. He's trying to position himself as one of at the forefront of what he would call the Democratic resistance. And, you know, for me, I think heckling and not showing up, it doesn't work. And I'm not sure the messaging is working either. Democrats are usually not that unified, because that's what they do. They welcome in a whole range of perspectives. But how messy is that party? And, I mean, might this disarray continue for not months but years?
Yes. I mean, my opinion, Donald Trump got elected first and foremost because of the Southwest border and because of our broken immigration system that President Biden was tone deaf to, and the Democrats seem tone deaf to, and now Republicans are kind of stepping up their game a little bit more in that world. They're even having a hearing now on sanctuary cities, where they have a handful of mayors that are going to come in and have to defend their policies as being sanctuary cities. The American people are not for sanctuary cities. They want some rules around who comes into this country. I think that was the biggest catalyst, I think, for Republicans, and specifically for President Trump, to get elected, And there is a real tone deafness, and there does not really seem to be a clear leader amongst the Democrats to kind of strike the right tone to impact that. Now, they had Alyssa Slotkin on to give the Democrat response, the newly elected senator from Michigan, former House member, former CIA agent, someone who served in Republican administrations and Democrat administrations. So I think she's trying to strike a much more moderate tone. But Democrats do appear to be rudderless right now, and you would normally think that Democrats would be very well poised to pick up the House in the midterm elections. But right now, I'm not really sure. I think it's going to be a toss up, and we'll have to see how these tariffs play out for President Trump, and see what kind of support Democrats give, because they're going to have to step up to the plate and vote for a continuing resolution to keep the government funded if we hope to have this government funding continued.
Yeah, we're talking with Brad Carr from Chartwell Strategy. I think it's well said. You know, there's obviously a ton of leverage being used with Ukraine this morning. The reports are that the U.S. is going to stop sharing intelligence with Ukraine. So they're really putting the pinch on Vladimir Zelensky. The economy, obviously, with the tariffs, the border, we've already discussed, government spending. You know, the thing that sort of, I don't know how to draw a conclusion, this will be my last question to you, we're a little tight on time, is that, you know, the budget adds a ton to the debt and the deficit, Brad. I mean, it's not like they're taking DOGE and they're rolling it into savings.
Well, you're absolutely right. And Donald Trump even mentioned balancing the budget. We're so far away from balancing the budget, and Donald Trump's proposals are so far away from balancing the budget that it's just not realistic. And it's kind of laughable to talk about it, because what we're talking about doing is extending tax cuts at $4.5 trillion that are not going to be fully paid for. We're going to try to use dynamic scoring, which is not going to help the bond market, really. The bond market's not going to recognize that. And so we have massive fiscal problems, and he's talking about taxing tips, not taxing overtime, and not taxing Social Security. So that's going to add further pain to our shortfalls, and they're going to hope that these tariffs can come bring in enough money to offset everything. Might be a little bit of wishful thinking. We'll have to see how it plays out.
Yeah. Good stuff. Thanks for hopping on this early. We appreciate it, Brad.
Sure thing, Brian. Thanks.